Hyatt.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway, and we talk with our friends at Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us right at the top. Ellen, boy, a lot happening and a lot of reaction, I'm sure, to a couple of different things. Let's start with the pirates and the poor Americans being killed in Somalia. Wow, shocking. This is modern-day pirates. This has never happened before, has it?
Well, it has not happened. I mean, these are the most that have been killed in the last year that have been Americans. The admiral giving the briefing did not know how many people may have actually been killed this year. He was going to get that information, but we didn't get it by the end of the briefing. And as you know, there's probably 700 people being held either on ships or actually in Somalia, which is a failed state and quite a disaster. Basically, what happened is the president had given orders that if there was a problem, that there were going to be a way of boarding the ship. And there was a rocket-propelled grenade that was sent over to the U.S. ship. The United States heard shots, started to board. It was very clear that three of the people, I think, were already dead. One person was dying. They then tried to clear the ship of the pirates. There was a, looks like a knife fight between our forces and one of the pirates. And also, in addition to a knife fight, there was also an actual gunfight with somebody killed.
Wow. Wow. And we'll have more details, of course, coming up on America Tonight, too, throughout this show. Let's jump back closer to home for a second, and then we're going to talk about Libya. But what about Harry Reid and the budget? Of course, there's a lot of grandstanding going on, and everybody that calls the show, Ellen, what they want to know is the government going to shut down?
Well, nobody knows whether the government is going to shut down or not, and I don't think the Republicans know about it, and I don't know whether the Democrats know. But actually, Jake Carney was asked about that aboard Air Force One today, and he said that there have been plans to shut down the government made by the Office of Management and the Budget since 1980.
Wow.
And that they're updated from time to time. They're hoping that there won't be a government shutdown, but Office of Management and the Budget can make it happen if they need to.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were around, and I can remember in 95 when the government shut down. That was six whole days.
And not only was I around, but don't forget that's when Monica Lewinsky happened.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because the White House was going on a skeleton staff. Monica Lewinsky was an intern, and she took her turn.
I like that. I'm going to quote you on that. She took her turn. how about Muammar Gaddafi and what's happening in Libya? He's executing people from the report that I've gotten, just got a Twitter from somebody on that. What's going on in Libya and the
reaction
to that?
Well, yes, he pounded his green book of laws and said anybody who fights the government, he is going to execute. He talked about Tiananmen Square. He talked about Waco and talked about how governments have to keep people together.
Wow. Yeah, keep them together. I'm sure we'll be talking about that throughout the week. Ellen
Ratner, he was crazier than ever. The problem is that he has a lot of people behind him. And I think he's going to eventually go, but he also said he's willing to go as a martyr.
Yeah, I heard that today as well. So we'll see if he keeps digging his heels in there in Libya and Tripoli. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, as always, thanks so much for joining us at the top of America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard Ellen describe the situation, first of all, with the Americans who were killed in Somalia. We talked about this a bunch on ATN, the fact that the four Americans were yachting and were part of an organization. Well, first of all, two of them on the ship had been traveling around handing out Bibles. The other two were friends, and they were part of a crew that was traveling around the world. I'm sure they didn't think that they were going to end up in the situation that they ended up in, and to ultimately lose their lives at the hands of these thugs, it shows you how serious this situation is. It certainly has been, and I don't think anyone's denied that, but the fact that you had the Americans almost rescued, actually, but instead ultimately hijacked and murdered. Wow. This is radio, but I'm going to post a picture of the people who were on that boating adventure and how tragic that they were shot in the Indian Ocean. They were on the quest. They were being shadowed by the military, by the way. You heard Ellen talk about that after the pirates took that ship off the coast of Oman on Friday. And they said earlier it was less than just 2 days from the Somalia coast. The ship owners were found shot after those forces, the U.S. forces, jumped aboard the yacht, and they responded because of what Ellen described, that rocket-propelled grenade fired at the Navy ship, which was 600 yards away because it was shadowing it, and missed, and the sound of gunfire, they could hear it, ultimately was heard on the quest, so the Navy Vice Admiral Mark Fox described it to reporters and said they tried to do everything they could. They couldn't do anything once they got on board. Ultimately, they all died of their wounds. Two pirates had boarded the U.S. Navy ship on Monday for the negotiations, and there's no other information. So they were trying to negotiate. They were trying to do that. And unfortunately, it did not work out. By the way, the people that were killed, the one couple, the Adamses, were from Marina del Rey in California. And then the other couple were from Seattle. So 15 detained pirates are being held together on a U.S. warship. And now in Washington, the Justice Department issues a statement just saying that we're trying to work with international partners to ensure that we get these thugs, you know, and not allow these heinous crimes to continue, but this heinous crime, and make sure that they're brought to justice. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and the family and what they were thinking ultimately when they got the news, just some of the things that now have come out. And then Muammar Gaddafi, of course, is a huge story. He's saying he's going to be a martyr. He doesn't care. He's going to stay. In fact, I was listening to some things earlier in the day that Gaddafi was saying the people were being poisoned against him. They were taking drugs, and that was what was making them revolt and do the things that they were doing. And when you look at the Arab world, this guy has been like a statue. He's a statue. He's that old. He's like Methuselah. He's been there forever and a day. And you know how I feel about Gaddafi. I've gone off on that whole thing with the Pan American flight over Lockerbie. And I think the chaos is going to rage and the protesters are going to continue to do what they're doing. This is a full-scale revolution. A full-scale revolution. It might be days, but it could just be a few hours, the way that it's looking. So the rats that Gaddafi is saying are responsible for the unrest are definitely engulfing his regime. And it's about time that Gaddafi was held accountable. So in my eyes, this is retribution. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Robert Craig. We met him in Washington, and he's there in Wisconsin. He's been in the middle of this battle that's been raging over the budget. Crowds gathering, not just in Wisconsin, by the way, but in Ohio and Indiana as well. A big day today, maybe disappointing for some of those folks. Robert Craig for the Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Stay with
us. The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, about it, and it could be, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. You spend money about to lose your home.
Wow, can you believe what we've been seeing in Wisconsin? Power to the people. You know, because they've been out there, to their credit, in full force in Wisconsin. And they're not going to take what the governor is offering up, that budget repair bill that Governor Scott Walker has proposed, because he says, listen, we're drowning. What are we going to do? We got to come up with this money for this $137 million shortfall through June. We got to do something. So, you know, you look at collective bargaining units, and if we can slash what the state workers, what has to happen with the state workers, in other words, they got to pony up more for their pensions and the health insurance benefits, and also, you know, they can't have these dues deducted from the paychecks. Boy, that will help this budget. We have to do it because, you know, ultimately by 2013, we're talking, what, $3.6 billion budget gap. And that means thousands of layoffs. And now the governor, because people are not letting down on this, they're not laying down in Wisconsin, he's trying to say, on Tuesday he said, that, you know, we're questioning... Some people are questioning why we've had to reform collective bargaining to balance this budget. And the answer is the system's broke, that it costs taxpayers serious dough, particularly at the local level. And then he tried to throw in, of course, his county experience when he was with the county. Anyway, somebody who's been right there front and center to watch all this is Robert Craig, who we had on the show before in Washington. We enjoyed our conversation with him, and he's back. He's the communications and program director for Citizen Action of Wisconsin. And, Robert, thanks so much for coming on again. We know it's late for you because you've been out there pounding the pavement, so to speak, and you also were going on Fox on Sean Hannity's show. So I guess at the top we'll ask you that. How did it go with Hannity?
Well, you know, it's a little bit hard to get word edgewise with the Fox host. So I got about as much of what I wanted to say out as I thought was possible. I didn't have that high in expectations. And you are, unfortunately, he has a gigantic viewership, so it was worth getting the message out. But it's not exactly a dialogue.
There you go. I like that. That was diplomatic. Okay, so tell us what it's been like for the past, you know, week and a half for you. I want you to take us back to the beginning. What was it like when all this started to happen? And I'm sure your phone was blowing up.
Yeah, I mean, there's been 8 days of protest. It started a couple of days before that. He announced this on a Friday, the past Friday, and I wanted to do all of this, I mean, sweeping away basically all union rights for public employees in the state of Wisconsin by the next Wednesday, so less than a week. And we got leaks about it Thursday night. In fact, we even had a press release out condemning what he did before his press release, his actual press conference the next morning. I'm not glad it actually happened, but at least we weren't wrong about what he was doing in the press release. And what happened really in a large degree, there'd been a run up to this where he'd killed the high-speed train project, which is very unpopular. We were very involved in that. And then he'd also had a whole special session on the economy and jobs where there were no jobs in the special session, just corporate tax giveaways for the most part and other things on the wish list of the Chamber of Commerce in Wisconsin. And so but when he announced this and planned to ram it through so quickly, it was as if, and this happened very quickly, that people realized that the only thing they could do to possibly stop it is take to the streets. And he put people in such a corner, not just public employees, but a lot of people across the whole political spectrum in Wisconsin, that it caused this amazing movement, which is the most amazing kind of act of democracy that I've seen in Wisconsin politics. Obviously, you'd have to go back decades and decades to have anything like this.
Yeah, and what's it been like? Because you've been there in the crowds. What's that been like?
Well, the crowds are not only very peaceful, they're exuberant. They're very, I mean, there's chanting, there's kill this bill is the most dominant, refrain, but there's all sorts of creative signs, bongo drums, it's inside the Capitol, it's outside. If it wasn't so serious, it feels a little bit like a street festival, especially with all of the free brats being served up by the, by the building trades unions, and there's so many different people across the country have contributed to the pizza places around the Capitol Square in Madison. They're just offering up free pizza because people have sent in so much money they can't make enough pizza, quite frankly, to cover it all. So it's been unbelievable, and everyone has been worried, you know, is it going to continue the next day? And it gets bigger and bigger, and it was over 70,000 people on Saturday, and it was today there were fears that the teachers have been forced to go back in because they might lose their jobs taking 2 days sick days, and it was still huge today, even with a lot of people having to go back to work.
Yeah, and what they're saying is what I've heard, and you can tell me more about this, I guess, that the Republicans are saying that they're going to withhold the Democrats who bolted. They're going to just withhold their pay and just force this whole thing to come to a head because it's really escalating, obviously, this whole fight over the unions. Do you think that we're going to see them come back now?
Well, I mean, that's pretty, as you know, a pretty petty move on their part. You know, they're saying that if you miss three sessions in a row, I believe that you won't get direct deposit. You have to come in personally. Their staff can't even come in to get their checks. So they're hoping that these senators don't have enough money in to pay their bills in their bank accounts. I don't think that's going to bring them back right away. Governor Walker has provided no room for compromise and discussion whatsoever, and has refused even to discuss with the unions or the Senate Democrats budging on his move to essentially eliminate public employee unions and make over 200,000 people in the state of Wisconsin non-union. I don't know how long they can stay out of the state, but I don't think they're coming back soon because Walker has been so unwilling to even talk about any kind of accommodation.
Yeah, what do you think ultimately, because, you know, the flip side of this is, and you know this is what everyone's arguing about, well, why can't they just pay more? I mean, look, you know, Robert, everybody else has to pay more, so that's the argument. You heard me say that in the setup. What the governor is saying is, look, hey, we're broke. What do you want me to do? We're going to have these massive layoffs. So what's the alternative? What are people saying? Listen, there's other things that can be done here. That's what I'm assuming is starting to bubble up in the conversations.
Yeah, and it's important to realize that even though Governor Walker has tried to say this is just about benefits, the unions have already conceded on the point of a much larger payment for health care, over 12%, and a 5% pension payment. So that is off the table because the public employee unions have agreed, even though it's going to be painful to a lot of their members, to accept that. Mm. So the major sticking point now is whether or not you're essentially going to eliminate public employee unions. And I had to talk about this with Hannity, but they want to try, our Speaker of the House tried to make it sound like they were not really taking away the right to have a union. They are actually doing that. And in some cases, a number of different sectors, they're outlawing the unions altogether, like University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinic, for example, home care and child care workers. For all the others, your teachers, your local school employees and local employees and then state employees, they set up a set of barriers so high that a union couldn't survive. So it doesn't technically outlaw them, but it makes them impossible. And so what Senator Miller, the minority leader, said that was leading the 14 Democrats, who are now called the Fabulous 14 or the Fab 14,
yeah.
And there are signs printed up in the rallies by all the protesters. But he's saying that we won't come back unless you will not essentially eliminate public employee unions altogether. And Walker is saying that that is off the table. And the reason it's off the table is he wants to give local governments flexibility. So what he's really saying is he expects there to be even further cuts in salary, health care, benefits for teachers and other local employees, and that he wants to give them that flexibility. What's partly going on here is in his budget, which he moved back a week, it was supposed to be announced today, it'll be announced next Tuesday, he is obviously going to have draconian cuts to local governments, and he's going to justify those by saying you'll have more flexibility because you won't have unions. So he needs the one to get the other, and there's already been a leak that he's going to cut $1 billion out of education, $500 per child, which is just awful. And his expectation is you just take that out of the hides of teachers, basically, is what he's going to be saying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be more protests, obviously, and there's going to be a lot of blowback on this. Interesting stuff. Robert Craig, once again, Communications and Program Director for Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you again, and good luck with everything.
Thanks, Kate. Great to be on.
Thanks. We appreciate that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to do a little Oscar talk, believe it or not. Yeah. And we're going to talk about a picture that really made some men uncomfortable. What movie would that be?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I was a lonely islander. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
With all, alright, so welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Each and every Tuesday, we talk to our pal Stephen Shohet in Hollywood. And boy, there's a lot of things happening there because everybody who's anyone is in town staying at all the she places. I bet it's tough to get probably a table at some of the top restaurants. Everybody flies in and they spend at least a couple of days in Los Angeles. So certainly all the people that are on the ballots for the Oscars are there, and then the entourages, I believe, along with them as well. Stephen, is it kind of having that air, that buzz, that something big is happening?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. I'll tell you, Kate, so many places are for lease around here. You know, you drive through Beverly Hills and the Melrose area and the Hollywood area. It's Sunset Strip. It's just really been a little bit depressed here. And so they definitely need some spending going on. Of course, these films, some of them that are nominated, like The King's Speech, are independent films, not studio films. So I don't know if you have the biggest stars with the biggest entourages throwing money around. I don't think Jeffrey Rush and Colin Firth are exactly like that. I think he plays the king in real life, but in real life, I don't think he behaves that way and spends that way. It's just interesting with the salaries going down in movies, how that affects, like the agencies get less money, they lay people off. It's just have a cumulative effect when the Hollywood studios are making less movies. So it's definitely a shot in the arm, but it's been kind of rough around here lately.
Yeah.
Overall.
So far cry from what it used to be, in other words.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. There's less movies in the marketplace. Studios are spending less. To make a comparison, Bradley Cooper's getting $5 million for The Hangover 2, and that's great money. But Cameron Diaz got $20 million for Charlie's Angels 2 a few years back. Chris Tucker got $20 million for Rush Hour 2 and Rush Hour 3. When it was a star-driven industry back in the 90s, you had movies like Conspiracy Theory, where Mel Gibson got $20 million, Julia Roberts got $12 million, Patrick Stewart got $5 million. So they're spending $37 million before the show even starts. Now that's not happening now. Now, is that good for the studios and their bottom line? Probably. Is it good for the economy overall? Probably not. So I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's have some fun with this. Let's dive in and talk about the Oscars and make some picks. I did my picks because I knew you were coming on, and you certainly would have yours. And everybody always talks about, I know we're kind of starting with the big one, and normally this is the last thing you see on the show, one of the last things, but for the Oscars for 2011, for Best Picture, you have Black Swan, The Kids Are All Right, The Social Network, Winter's Bone, The Fighter, The King's Speech, of course, Toy Story 3, Inception, 127 Hours, and True Grit. I picked the layup one, Stephen, The King's Speech. Harvey Weinstein is back. It's the indie, as you said, that's really captured the imagination of a lot of people, and I think The King's Speech gets it. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what to add to what you just said. It won the Directors Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, so obviously people in the industry are voting for it. I think Harvey might have sewn up the deal when he came out with the story that Queen Elizabeth saw it and approved, even though there's no director quote from Queen Elizabeth. But I think it would be very surprising if it didn't win. Although I have to say, I love The Fighter. I wouldn't be unhappy if that movie won.
Yeah, there you go. I would have to agree with you on that one, too. All right, Best Director. Who do you think gets this? The guy who did Black Swan? Do you think David Fincher gets it from The Social Network? That's what he directed. David O. Russell gets it for The Fighter. You like The Fighter. Joel and Ethan Coen, True Grit. Hopper for The King's Speech. Who do you think gets it?
Yeah, Tom, I'd like to see Tom Hooper win it. I'm a fan of his. I really enjoyed the John Adams miniseries that he directed. But I think they're going to give it to David Fincher just to throw the Social Network a bone, since it probably won't win Best Picture, and it's so many critics love that movie. I think Fincher's going to win, but I'd really like to see Tom Hooper win it. But again, if the Coen brothers win it, that would be great. That True Grit, I have to tell you, to me that movie was like one of the best depictions of how I imagine the Old West to be, and the set decoration and the set design, I should say, and the faces of some of the side characters, they actually look like they were people out of pictures you see of the Old West, and I thought it was very effective, so I wouldn't mind that, but I'll go with Fincher.
All right, I went with Fincher, too. That's interesting, and I thought the same thing, throwing them a bone, so I liked your analogy of that. Best Actress, Annette Bening, The Kids Are All Right. I really like that movie. Natalie Portman, Black Swan, people are talking about her. Nicole Kidman, Rabbit Hole, haven't even seen it. Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine, I thought that was good. Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone. Who do you think gets this one?
I'll go out on a limb and say Annette Bening. Natalie Portman's been the favorite, I could very easily be wrong about that. I thought Natalie Portman said something really interesting, that if she would have known what a horrifying movie The Black Swan turned out to be, she would have given an entirely different performance. Maybe.
Ooh.
She said maybe. She left that. And, you know, I always find that so interesting. It reminds me of the story of the movie Bridge on the River Kwai. One of the actors in it, a silent film star, Seizui Hayakawa, his character died at the end of the film. So they were doing the scene, and Hayakawa didn't do anything when the camera rolled, and David Lean said, Suzui, get up and follow Alec Guinness. And Suzui said, follow? And he said, yeah, this is the time for your character to die. And he said, I die? And it turned out that he had only read his own dialogue. He hadn't paid attention to the rest of the script. In fact, he had ripped out the pages where he wasn't speaking. And so he had no idea that his character was going to die, and he looked totally bewildered on camera, and he ended up getting an Oscar nomination. Didn't
Ooh,
win,
how
but
about
got
that?
The nomination. Yeah,
yeah.
So Natalie Portman didn't know the story that she was in. I find that fascinating. Now, whether or not that revelation will be enough to cost her the Oscar, if it'll influence the voting, I don't know. But I'm not really rooting, but I'll pick Annette Bening to win.
All right, there you go. I picked Portman because she was the odds-on favorite, but I loved Annette Bening.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset. Best actor, Javier Bardem. Oh, I love this guy. I haven't seen this movie. I heard it's tremendous. Colin Firth. Of course, The King's Speech, everybody's talking about him. He's almost a shoe-in. Jeff Bridges, True Grit, he was fabulous in that. James Franco was great in 127 Hours. Jesse Eisenberg, The Social Network. Who do you like in this one?
Layup, Colin Firth.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, enough said. How about Best Supporting Actress? Amy Adams, you like The Fighter. Also, Haley Steinfeld of True Grit, the young girl, she was great in that. Carter... Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo, who was definitely lobbying for this, you could say, The Fighter, Jackie Weaver, I haven't seen this, Animal Kingdom, who do you like here?
I'll go on a limb and say Haley, but Melissa Leo has been the favorite for a while, but I guess it's rubbing people the wrong way that she took out her own ads. That happened with Chill Wills back in the movie The Alamo in 1960. He took out his own ads, and he said, you know, I hope all my cousins will vote for me or something like that. And Groucho Marx said, well, you know, I'm glad to be related for you, but I voted for Sal Mineo. So, I don't know if taking out your own ads is the best idea. Certainly people are commenting about it. But,
yeah.
I Haley, she carried that movie. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it's funny that it's just Haley should really be best actress and Jeff Bridges should be best supporting actor. But because of their standing in Hollywood, since it's Haley's first movie, that's why she's best supporting actress. So I hope she wins.
Yeah, I thought she was brilliant in it. Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale, Fighter, great. Jeremy Renner, I love him. I like The Town. Jeffrey Rush, The King's Speech, you would think he would be the shoe-in. John Hawks, Winner's Bone, haven't seen it. Mark Ruffalo, The Kids Are All Right. What do you think?
I like them all, but I'm going with Christian Bale. I thought he was tremendous, especially at the end of the movie where you see the real Dickie Ward, and you see Christian Bale really captured that. And it's interesting because Christian Bale really played straight man to Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, and he really gave the low-key performance. Now you have Mark Wahlberg sort of playing straight man to Christian Bale in The Fighter. And Christian Bale was saying that Mark Wahlberg deserves a lot of the credit for my performance because you need that low-key performance to anchor you when you give the off-the-wall, go for it, a wild type character that I played. So I'm going to go with Christian Bale.
All right, will you be watching the Oscars at your house? Do you get together with friends or you just hang solo?
I don't know yet. I might watch it with my family. We'll have to see what's going on. I mean, I might have to work, so, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, we know how that is. All right, thanks so much. As always, we enjoy it. Steven, tell everyone about your blog. Where can they go?
Yeah, my book is called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. It has a whole chapter about the Oscars and tons of stuff. And the website's HollywoodStories.com. One word, HollywoodStories.com. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies.
Yeah, it's terrific. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. And
Kate.
We'll see what happened, who won the Oscars, and how close we came as we circled all the votes. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
How much is one player worth to a team? St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols asking for a contract that would make him the highest paid player in baseball history. But is he worth it? We'll tackle that question next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Albert Pujols is undeniably the best hitter in baseball, averaging 156 games this season. He's durable. He has the right kind of leather at first base. He's one of the best defensive guys at the spot. If the measuring stick is cash, which it is in baseball and other pro sports, then Pujols should get a truckload of money. He wants a 10-year deal for $300 million. Last, the Cardinals supposedly offered slightly less than $200 million. As any actuary will tell you, the real problem might be his age. Now at 31, nobody can answer the question as to how durable he'll be after the age of 35. You could say in a game that depends on numbers, the clock is ticking. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Living free, living bigger on the way to life, asking nothing.
there's a couple of different roads that are leading into that direction, and a lot of them are in the Middle East. Libya, it's a nightmare what's happening there. Muammar Gaddafi vowing that he'll execute anyone, any of these protesters going up against him and saying that the rats have influenced the crowd and he'll die like a martyr if he has to in Libya. The troops are actually out there. You think of the demonstrators and the push that's been on. And when I say the troops are out there with the demonstrators, guess what? They're handing out weapons to the people who are demonstrating. And I'll tell you what, the reports are, it is absolutely like a war zone. This may be the worst of the worst. So what happens? The Middle East in a massive turnover. I'll say it again, if you're keeping score, Tunisia, Egypt, we all know this, Libya, what's next? There's a whole lot of change in the air. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? What are the relationships going to be like with the international community? Who knows? The military in all these places is taking over. That's what's happening. Couple of other things. Boy, a lot has happened. Sliding from Libya for a second, and I think just desserts, by the way, for a madman who deserves it after the whole Pan Am thing. And nothing made me more furious than a year ago talking about Gaddafi, of course, coming to the U.S. and setting up his Bedouin tent and trying to find a place to stay, and nobody would have him, of course, in New York and Connecticut when he was making the trip to the U.N. So sad, sad things emerging from New Zealand. How can we not talk about this right from the get-go? I mean, the searches are desperate. I couldn't possibly presume to paint the pictures of the chaos and the mayhem that has ensued in the last 2 days, but it's been awful. 75 dead now at this point, but here's the key. It's like I was mentioning when it first happened, 300 people are missing. There's always a miracle, though. And the miracle was this woman who was pulled alive after 24 hours after the earthquake hit. Somehow, miraculously, she was saved. And Christchurch is a mess. It's done. It's gone. And you had people with their bare hands digging. We've seen this before. They brought in the heavy machines, trying desperately to find people because, let's face it, the buildings became pancakes. I mean, devastating. 6.3 quake. I'll re-rack it for you in case you haven't heard this story. You just tune in. You're like, what is she talking about? It happened the other day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Busy area, a lot of people moving around. In fact, one of the city's tallest buildings, a hotel, the 27-floor hotel, the Grand Chancellor, was in danger of collapsing afterwards. You had a corner of the building, one corner of it, that sunk into the ground. It was a little bit lower, and you could see that it was buckling. And this is what was happening afterwards. And people were watching and trying to get people out of places where they thought, oh, my God, that place is going to fall to the ground. This is the aftermath of an earthquake. And people just in a daze trying to wrap their mind around this is happening again. This is less than 6 months. And, boy, the economic impact on these people, the economic impact. You know what the J.P. Morgan is pegging it at? $12 billion. $12 billion. And, you know, who knows? And Christchurch is supposed to host the Rugby World Cup matches later on this year. The country will try to rebuild again. That's what are we going to do? But how do you afford that after the second time around, especially when it hit so many people and so many buildings? And that's the sad, sad thing. You have this search where people are looking for their girlfriend, their wife, their brother, you know, you get it, the family relationships, the friends. And when you have that many people missing, you have a sick feeling in your stomach. You might not see them again. And so you can hear the wails of the people when you watch any of the coverage of it. I think there's some people in Chicago who would like to wail. We've got to tell you about this story. In the midst of everything that's happening with the protests in Wisconsin and Indiana and Ohio over education cuts and teachers and their unions being slashed as far as collective bargaining agreements and how do they move forward in the future and all that sort of stuff, in the middle of all of that in the Midwest, Rahm Emanuel wins the Chicago mayoral race. Yeah. This little teeny headline that's going to get bigger, I think, as people start to realize it. So Mayor Richard Daley was in office for six terms. Now Rahm Carpetbagger Emanuel is the mayor of Chicago. And some people might take issue with that and say, well, listen, you know what? Other people have done that. Somebody called the show and said, look, he's the wingman for the president. He went to Washington to help the president. But this is where the rules get fuzzy. Do you think that would work for any of us if I decided to go and run for the mayor of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where I'm from, but yet I live nowhere near Cherry Hill and I don't have a residence there? Well, kind of, because I got a family residence. I might be able to fudge it. Anyway, here's the deal. He's in and all of the rivals fell pretty easily. So now Rahm Emanuel is in charge of the third biggest city in the U.S. 97% of the precincts reporting he trounced everybody who ran with 55% of the vote. Are you surprised? There's my question to you. He said it's humbling. It's very humbling. And the president called to send good wishes and thoughts to Rahm Emanuel and said in a statement that his victory is well-deserved and he couldn't be prouder of his fellow Chicagoan and friend. I'm laughing because the rules are just different in Chicago. Politics are a whole different deal, aren't they? If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net.